Are you too broke to go to the movies, yet want to go anyway? No problem. Just go to www.dealflix.com and use the promo code MLR to get 10% off your ticket purchase. Some movie theaters charge between $11 and $18 per ticket. Don't be stupid and pay that much. Just go to dealflix.com using the promo code MLR and you'll get 10% off your ticket purchase. Again, that's dealflix.com, promo code MLR.
What is the difference between a Democrat and a Republican? A Democrat blows, a Republican sucks. The Democrats believe that the federal government should be in charge, and the Republicans believe that the state should be in charge, and they're both wrong. It has to be. And it has to be the way our founding fathers thought of it, as a combination of federal and state. And the reason they thought of it that way, that we'd be assured if it was federal and state, that there'd be enough people in the room that maybe a few of them could read. The one thing you don't do is give states block grants of money to do with that money what they wish. And the reason is because when I was at school in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, I thought that that state was a smart state. Well, no. They had a $600,000 grant to fight crime. They took $15,000 of that grant to fund a study to find out why prisoners wanted to escape from prison. Don't you think for like $500 they could have called any one of us? Even though we'd never been in prison, okay? We could imagine what it was like. Well, you know, the cell is dark and dank and we don't really get cable and there's a big guy named Bubba who wants to dance with me. The one thing I've learned over the last 20 years is pretty simple. We function very well without a leader. We've done terrifically. And I've learned one other thing this year. I never understood economics. I don't get it. I've never comprehended it. I tried to take it, but I'd go into the class, 3 minutes into it, I'd go and pass out. But I learned something this year. It's this. When did the Dow Jones go up? It went up when he was getting his winky wet. So that's all it takes. This country doesn't need a president. All this country needs is a guy in the White House who's willing to get a Hummer every now and then. And I think I'm just the man for the job.
Of lineups stronger than Owen Hart's safety harness. More like radio.com. Other internet radio stations are gay.
This is what you missed last week on Dutch and Royce.
Here's the thing is when I saw them in 96, 97, they were still considered like a college band. They didn't have, I mean, they obviously sold out Mile High Stadium. Like they were huge, but they weren't like the jam band following at the time. It was mainly college. That's where I saw, dude. I smoked my first pot. I went with my brother-in-law, Joe. I smoked my first pot. After I left my mouth, I'm like, oh, shit, Joel, you just said that.
Stuck in my ear,
you
too.
Are a nerd. I smoked my first pot there. It was so bad.
I consumed my first marijuana cigarette.
I can't even, like, try and say what I was trying to say because
it was so strong, my throat was burning.
Oh, my God, I was just coughing, and then I was super hungry. It was so bad.
Who wants Doritos?
God damn it. I smoked pot for the first time there.
No, your first
pot. I smoked my first pot.
Pots, plural.
Is that like a Barbie doll? Like my my first pot?
He got his play school bowl, and he packed it.
Hey, what time is it?
No.
His grinder was actually a Play-Doh smusher.
This is Dutch and Royce. We are better than you.
Italiano vero. Hello there. You are listening to Dutch and Royce on morelikeradio.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome. Dutch and Royce here on morelikeradio.com. It is Tuesday, August 9th, 2016. I am Joel Dutch Van Weerden here with Royce Suzanne Lopez.
Hi, everybody.
Marie Antoinette Lopez.
Hello.
Sherry Sharon Dahl.
I'm back.
And Mitchell Michael Heil Jr. III.
You're really close.
Today, we're featuring Doggy Vision.
Yes, yeah. He's got his fucking... Oh, I've been so distracted before the beginning part of the show because Sterling has a new playmate because they're fostering. What are you guys doing now?
We foster dogs every now and then. This is our third foster, and basically we only foster them so that Sterling has someone to play with, and this way we don't actually have to buy another dog.
Right.
The only thing
is, I want a buyer.
The only thing is sometimes they get adopted.
Yeah.
So
I want to buy her.
That's what my parents were with kids.
Well, yeah, that and making you piss the bed.
Yeah, that too. Oh, that's another story I need to get into. Remind me about that later. But our number is 954-573-2780. Again, like I said, morelikeradio.com to check us out. morelikeradio.com/live. Lots of things going on. Our boys and girls in blue are kicking ass and naming babies down in Rio. Did you see Michael Phelps won his 20th medal?
Yeah, I know. And you saw the controversy that black people were complaining that it shouldn't have been a white person holding the flag. I'm like,
it's fucking Michael Phelps.
I know. The guy is America.
He's an animal.
Oh, dude, something else that that's different about this year's Olympics. For the first time ever, Olympic athletes are allowed to use marijuana for pain relief and stuff.
During, oh, really?
During the Olympics, they're allowed to use it. The only caveat is they can't use it on the day they compete. The day before, the day after, it's fine. The day they compete, they're not.
How do you know? Because that stuff stays in your system for a while, doesn't it?
Exactly. I know that. I know. There's no way to test it. But my point is that they're allowed to. And if for anybody that ever says potheads are losers, I want to point something out. How many Olympic medals has Phelps have?
Yeah, he has 20.
He is a self-admitted pothead.
Yes. Yeah, wasn't it a big deal a couple years ago where he got caught or something?
I think it was more that he was banging trannies, which, by the way, you don't think he's having a field day down in Rio?
I mean, probably.
I think the whole Olympic Village is just a giant orgy.
Yeah,
just about every year we hear about that. And why wouldn't you? I mean, it's all people who are in shape, especially with Sweden. I was watching their soccer team the other day, and holy shit, they all look the same. Man. All blue-eyed, but they're what Hitler had in mind kind of thing.
So many things that I want... Fuck, you brought up so many things I want to talk about with you.
Well, let's get into it. Go ahead. Well,
the first thing, the pod thing, I thought that was really cool. But the other thing is the big... and Mitch, maybe you could find it for me. The big viral photo going around is Egypt playing Germany in beach volleyball. And it has the girl from Germany wearing the bikini bottom and top.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Girl from Egypt is wearing the full Muslim gear, like head stuff all the way up and down the body. OK, but wait.
You're saying that Egypt won?
No, it's not even that.
The photo's in the chat.
Oh, my God.
And Ariana Huffington, Circus of Facts, are saying what an amazing time, you know, two different women from different cultures making it this big victory. And then I go, but wait a second. Only one of those women has a right, gets a choice in what she gets to wear.
Right. The other one is doing it because if she doesn't, she's murdered when she goes home.
Number two, the only reason Egypt was allowed to compete this year and any Muslim country, they had to allow women's sports.
I heard that. They were talking about that they weren't going to allow one of those countries to do it because they refused. I think it was Iran.
It was, yeah.
They said, you're not going to be in the Olympics if you don't allow at least a woman to play one sport. And I think they let her do, like, shooting or something like that.
So Egypt had that, and I'm like, you know, don't pretend like this is a big... First off, it's not culture, it's religion. And secondly, dude, come on, man. She doesn't even have a choice. That's not cool. You know, like, that's not a fucking victory for women. You know what
it's
I mean?
Not.
And again, I understand. I'm a misogynist pig because I love looking at the hot asses during... And by the way... Oh my god!
What hot asses? There's no hot asses in volleyball.
We went out. We were oh. we were at the House
She's
of Blues.
She's pointing at it for me, Mitch.
We were at the House of Blues listening to a friend play, and the beach volleyball came on. And I'll tell you what happened. When the beach volleyball came on, every man at that bar took the attention away from the band to the beach volleyball. So everyone's looking, and everyone's like, yeah, so interesting. Well, Mario, yeah, woo. No one gives a shit about the game.
Hey, guys, aren't you really interested in the Olympics right now? Wow. Oh, yeah, it's awesome.
The very next sport was men's gymnastic. I will tell you what happened.
Oh, my God, look at those dicks.
Every guy's head turned back to the band, and every woman turned to the TV. And specifically the ones at my table.
What?
Completely turned around. Like, put their backs to the guys they were with, and like, oh, oh, yeah. Oh, and I'm like, okay, guys, you don't have to moan. It's the Olympics.
That's funny because the same thing happens when we watch it here. Kelsey and I, like, we'll just hear like guttural sounds coming from either of us, depending on what we're watching. Like,
it's crazy. I know. Beach volleyball is the fucking. I mean, we talked about this last. Dude, we talked. We were on the air during the last Olympics.
Well, to be fair, after men's gymnastics went on, then it went to women's swimming, and we all agreed women's swimming does nothing for women's bodies.
No, it's not attractive.
Yeah, those wetsuits don't really help you out.
I'm not saying that some of the women aren't attractive. They are, but...
Women's swimming creates the lat muscles to be way too wide,
huge.
Shoulders to be too... And they lose all their breasts.
Dude, it's
But the thing is, it's great for the men because who doesn't want a guy with a swimmer's body?
Oh, yeah.
Dude,
men swimming is perfect. Women, you need volleyball, soccer, maybe gymnastics. But gymnastics, women can get bulky, too.
Oh, yeah.
So, by the way, it's another year like in swimming in these events where we're just fucking shattering world. Not beating world
killing
records.
Killing people right now.
Like, shattering world records. And that makes me believe, like... Dude, in 10
we have 19 medals already: 6 gold, 4 silver, and 6 bronze.
24.
Oh, really? I haven't refreshed my page in 5 minutes.
8, 8, and 8.
Oh, there it is. Yep. 8, 8, and 8. I literally opened this up before the show. Wow.
China has 17 medals. We both have 8 gold medals, but then we have way more silvers and bronzes than they do. So,
dude, what I'm thinking is, man, in 10 years. What are human beings going to be? Because every 4 years, we just get faster.
Human doings.
Human beings will be 98% fat pieces of lard and 2% amazing Olympic athletes.
Well, I'm talking about Olympic athletes. Like, what's happened? What's changing?
Doping.
You think that's what it is? You think they're
all cheating? Half of Russia's squad got kicked off because of it. So something's going on.
Yeah,
no, people are shattering the records without doping, though. I think what it is there's just more research and more technique going into how to swim. And I think as a whole, as a species, as a whole, when you do certain things, your bodies kind of evolve. It's a slow evolution, but I mean, this is obviously faster because of our research and our technology and stuff. But I think we're just progressing.
They've figured out the human body like a fine-tuned machine. Yeah, yeah.
Well, not only but we also have the technology to map ourselves out, psychoanalyze and critique every movement, and then we can get it. Like, back in the 1950s, you just swam hard.
Have you also, I'm sure everyone's also noticed that aging has become different. Like, there's guys now that, when I was a kid, I never remembered guys in their 50s. There's guys in their 50s now that make us look like shit, like, you know what I mean? In shape, just they ripped, you know, because what's happening is now, it's what you're saying, like science is just has anything that now, like when you get older, your testosterone goes down, your hormones go down, and now it's like, oh, we can replace that. And before you know it, you know, you got guys that are fucking 60 years. Who was the one? The guy who played J. Jonah Jameson, which we were looking at his pictures that he has.
Jingleheimer Schmidt.
God damn it. Simmons, J.K. Simmons?
Oh, J.K. Simmons.
Mitch, can you post a picture?
Yeah, he's 110 years old.
Yeah, post a picture of him.
Yeah.
It's insane to me that this could still, like, you know, at this point in his life, you'd be like, oh, he's about to die. But instead, the guy's in the best shape he's ever, not that one, asshole.
Oh, you want... Oh, I know which one you mean.
I know what he looked like.
I looked up J. Jonah Jameson. I'm like, okay, I know who you're talking about.
He posted
now.
A picture of the fucking him playing Spider-Man movie.
Spider-Man. This is an Academy Award winning actor, and that's the one you go with.
It's pretty funny, though. Come on, can you find him flexing? Or it's for some movie he's doing. But did you find it, Mitch?
I found it. I'm putting it in the chat right now.
Fucking,
you could have kept talking about it instead of just waiting.
But that's what we do.
Look at
Whoa.
Whoa!
How old is he?
Jesus, Grandpa. 110. I said that earlier.
I don't believe that's
What's
true.
What's up with Santa Claus beard?
Well, why not?
It's for a role, I believe. It's for some movie.
61.
That's a
61.
Oh, he looks terrible for 61. I mean, his arms
no,
are
No, no, forget his face. Look at his body, though.
His body's good, but what happened to his face? He's only 61?
He's 61, and that's what happened to his face.
I think the beard is.
To be fair, it's a bad beard. He has a bad... It's not a good...
Yeah. Yeah, guys who have big old bushy beards and they're still holding on to their balding hair instead of just shaving it, they look weird.
Yeah, man, I gave in. I got to speak.
Yeah, you got to.
But yeah, I gave it. I gave it. You know what? A lot of guys have had a problem with that. And I'm not, trust me, I could be just as fucking superficial as the next guy. Me losing my hair never bothered me. Like, it was never something I dealt with. I was like, oh, fuck me. You know,
well, you know,
like,
who made it cool was Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
Because he started balding at a young age, and he was just like, fuck this mess. I'm just going to be bald all the time. And then it became awesome.
And to be fair, I did grow up in an age where Stone Cold Steve Austin, when I was a kid, was huge. So the bald head became more socially acceptable. So I guess, and I have a good head in terms of like roundness, because there's some people that have like the, I call it the Joker head, like a long pointy head.
Right.
And they,
or the random lumps you see once in a while, you're just like, is that a goiter or is that just your skull?
That's just your bone. But
kudos to this guy for trying to be all buff and stuff.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of all these advances and all this shit, I did an isolation tank this weekend.
Oh, yeah. I've heard about those. Those are the ones where it's set perfectly. Well, actually, you describe it. You were the one there.
Yeah, I went with my friends, and they were going over there. It was $49 for 75 minutes. That's super cheap.
Mm-hmm.
So we head out to the place. It was a really nice neighborhood, and we get in. And basically what the isolation tank is, it's like this tube. It looks like a spaceship is the only way to explain it. There you go. That's the exact one. It looks like a spaceship, and it opens up like think of like in the sci-fi movies, those like hibernation tanks.
Mm-hmm.
But it's filled with water and like 1,000 pounds of Epsom salt. And the reason it has so much salt is so you float.
You float, right.
So it has, you know, that. And so we walk in there and they tell us, you know, you got to. And the reason I wanted to do it was like I heard it's really good for anxiety and depression. Like it's really good with dealing with that shit.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like,
and isn't like the temperature set to be your exact body temperature? Yep.
98.6 degrees.
So basically it feels like you're in air. You're just suspended.
Yeah. Let me explain. It's really cool.
Okay, go ahead.
I went into it with no expectations. And also, have you seen Stranger Things?
I was just going to say, did you find the Demogorgon?
Okay, yeah. Okay. First off, pro tip, if you haven't seen Stranger Things, do the flotation first. that'll fuck up 15 minutes of it at least. But anyway, let me explain. So I figured I wanted to deal with my anxiety, and you go in and everyone has their own room, and the room has a shower, and you know, they tell you to shower before you go in. You're naked. You go in naked, into the tank, and you close the door, and it makes it a seal. You know, you can't. There's no light comes in through it. So then they tell you to lay down in the water. You lay down in the water, and you can't sink. There's so much salt in it that you float.
So basically, it's just complete and utter sensory deprivation.
Yeah, and dude, it's really hard to explain sensory deprivation. It's your body, your brain, and this is what I found out. Your brain goes into overdrive for like 10 minutes trying to compensate.
Right.
And your internal like GPS is off. You know,
mm-hmm.
So you lay down and you have earplugs in, and for the first 5 minutes, they play like really soothing music, you know, under the water, and you hear it. And so you're laying down there, and
you're right over there.
Yeah, I was drinking some water. You start floating. You start floating a little bit, and you know, you kind of bounce and hit the sides. You know, after 5 minutes, they turn the music off. It's pitch black.
And this is what I've heard before. This is when it gets really interesting, because it's you have been three of your five, or how many senses do we have? Seven, ten, five? five senses are shut off. Basically, hearing, sight, and touch, right?
Everything. Every sense is shut off.
Sound.
Except for, well, even smell. Because
hearing.
Yeah, even smell, because you don't smell.
Oh, right. Just, yeah.
Because you're in an airtight tube that's just salt water.
Okay.
So, it's weird. If you've... It's really hard.
What happened to you? Like, what was your brain doing? Because they say that it's like the most natural high you can get
is
cutting your senses off and letting your brain do the rest of the work.
The only way to explain it is that if you've ever done like mushrooms, it's a similar sensation where you feel very good. You lay down, and first off, I want to talk about physically. It lets your body relax. Like if you have a sore back and stuff and any of that.
Mm-hmm.
There's no pressure on you, and you're in Epsom salt, which is great for you, all that stuff.
Right.
You loosen up right away. And the guy says, you know, you might want to have your hands over your head. So I'm laying with my hands over my head. The lights go out. And after a while, the first thing that happens is my brain specifically goes into overdrive.
Okay.
Like, how long do I have to be in here? What if I have a panic attack? I start thinking of every bad thing that could happen.
When did it shut off for you?
10 minutes. I mean, I think 10 minutes, time is really hard to judge in there.
Oh, okay.
You don't see anything.
Good point.
So I was 10 minutes in, and then after that I started thinking, because we had just finished watching Stranger Things, and I'm not going to spoil it for anyone who hasn't seen it, but there is a part in there where they use sensory deprivation and go to like another evil place, so there's a monster there, and I mean, it's pretty on par with that thing. But I was thinking of that for a bit. I'm like, fuck, what am I thinking of this for? It's stupid. And I'm not a child, dude. I'm not afraid of stuff or nightmares and all that shit. But it's completely different when all your senses are gone,
right.
You know, because you don't feel in control. And for the first 10 minutes, there's a button for the light that you could use to turn on if you, you know. So I for the first 10 minutes, I was holding on to the button for the light because I didn't want to let go. Huh. Because I was afraid. It was weird. I know it's
so. So you made it. It was at least lit for you.
Yeah, and I want to be
interesting. Okay.
Yeah, it was off though. But they give you the button. If you need to turn it on, you can.
Oh, you just held on to the. Okay, I get it.
I just held on to it. Like I was touching it. Better words. I was touching it, so I knew where it was.
So you at least felt like you had some sort of control. Like I can end this if I want.
I didn't want to waste it, because if you do that, then it spoils the whole point of being sensory deprived. You're still touching something.
Right.
So it took me a while to go, okay, I'm going to let this go. I'm not fucking touch it. I'm going to actually try this. So
do you remember the moment where you actually started getting into that I've heard people describe it as being awake and dreaming.
Yes, that's the perfect way. It feels like you're above your own body.
Okay.
Like out of body experience.
Right.
So after the 10 minutes, after my brain went fucking crazy with the, you know, the sensory deprivation stuff, then you kind of, I guess your brain gets used to it. It's like, okay, you're fine. There's nothing's going to happen. And then you relax. And then, you know, you start thinking of different things. And I mean, I couldn't tell you what it is, but you start kind of, I don't know how to like, kind of, you get kind of visuals. You're not, it's pitch black, but you get visuals because, again, I think your mind is trying to compensate.
Right.
You know? So,
very do you similar. Recall anything, any place that your brain went or no?
Holy crap, dude. My mind went from the Stranger Things thing to then going, how long I have to be in here for? To then I started thinking about my anxiety. Then I started thinking about my depression and thinking about, well, why do I have it? And it was really weird. Like, all you have to that it
you had a therapy session with yourself, basically.
Since your mind is not being used for anything else,
right?
It's like 100% being used to solve problems. It's the only way I could explain it,
right?
You know, like it's an overdrive.
You're kind of forced to deal with something deal with anything.
Yeah, anything.
That your brain has had on its mind, and then. You have nothing to distract it from it. So
it could be good stuff. It could be bad. Like there was some stuff that was bad that bothered me. I'm not going to sit there and tell you, oh, it's happy. Well, I was like, no, you're working through shit. At least I did. Everyone's different, obviously.
Right.
You work through it. And then what I did was after I worked through it, I'm like, okay, I'm going to actually enjoy this and relax. So I started just focusing only on my breath, you know, and breathing and just focusing. And for a while there, I went completely blank. And for me, it's never happened ever in my life.
You went clear.
Yeah, like just for a little bit.
Like a Scientologist.
Yeah, to where I, for a second, went, wait, I'm not thinking about anything. It's weird. So after that, they turn on the light, and I didn't realize how relaxed I was until I got out. So
yeah, like relearn how to walk like a big fawn.
It's weird. Yeah, it feels like there's so much salt that it feels very slimy. So I felt like, you know, when Neo got out of the thing in the Matrix, that's exactly what I felt like.
The skin was, you know, so soft. Like,
what's wrong with my legs? You've never used them. And I get up and then, you know, you're supposed to shower really well, get all that fucking salt off.
Right.
So you shower, and I showered, and I got out, and I sat down on the couch. And I was with my friend who I'm with, and I'm like, wow, I am not sleepy. I'm super relaxed. Like, I felt.
Would you go back again?
Oh, of course. I loved it.
Awesome.
How long were you in there?
75 minutes.
Okay.
That sounds amazing, and I need to do it.
I've always wanted to try it, yeah.
So, you know, after I got out, I sat there and I was like, man, I'm really relaxed. And I'm like, I wonder how relaxed I am. So I went on my phone and I downloaded one of those heart rate apps where you could check it with your camera, you know?
Right.
Because I was curious. My heart rate is normally 85, 90, around there. I have tachycardia. It's in my family.
Mm-hmm.
Then I go and I lay back and I'm just sitting there and I put my finger on the heart thing and it's 69, 70 beats per.
Alert goes off saying you might want to get to a hospital.
Yeah, like, because you fucking,
it's too slow.
You calm down so much, like your body's too, and you feel good for the next few days too, you know, like you
cool.
I mean, Marie said my mood's been better since I've done it.
Yeah
so,
but no, I've always wanted to try one of those things, and I've heard and from everybody that basically had the same, nobody's had a negative experience from those things. It's always been positive.
And that was going in 100% sober. I just went in and wanted to see, you know? Right. But there's people that, like, fucking take acid and go in there, take mushrooms and go in there, DMT. Like,
they right.
I don't know if I would do that. I don't want to freak out, you know?
But dude, yeah. No, I want to try it. Because, if you go in sober, they say you get this, you still get a great experience either way.
Yeah. Yes. I would say do it, you know.
Yeah.
Sober and just see what it's like.
Marie, did you do it as well?
No,
I did not. I didn't feel like I needed to, but after he was raving about it and telling me that it would feel great for my back, I'd be willing to try it out.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
If he ever goes back, I probably would go with him this time.
Yeah, the water is like at your body temperature. It's crazy. Like, it's hard to explain unless you do it. But you at least me, you work through stuff, you deal with things, you know.
Ooh, we have two in Colorado Springs.
I wonder what I would work through. Like, I don't even know what my brain would want to work through if I went into one, so I'd be curious.
I've been looking at all this different stuff for, like, anxiety. Like, there's this other thing where it's, like, magnetic. They put, like, magnets on your brain.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not fucking fake stuff. Like, insurance covers it and shit. But, like, they use current, you know, to, like, help certain parts of your fix broken synapses and shit. So I don't know. I would look into that. I'm just trying to figure anything out. I don't want to be on fucking stupid antidepressants forever, you know?
Let's see. They can run anywhere up to $20,000.
Oh, no.
Uh-uh.
There's do-it-yourself ones, too, like how to make your own.
Right. I'm just looking online, like how much would this cost to actually have it at home?
Oh my God. That's like millionaire level shit. You know, like,
you think so?
Yeah. It's 20 G's, dude. Like, how many people are going to drop 20 G's on that? It's awesome, but fuck. And then you got to fucking salt it and fucking, it's a, you know, let them deal with that. Oh, and on the paperwork, they had a little clause that, like, they would charge you a $500 cleaning fee if you pissed or shit.
That's fair.
That's funny.
Cause you got to think it's happened.
Yeah. When you're getting that relaxed.
Because they tell you not to eat for a few hours before.
Yeah, so you don't have to go to the bathroom after an hour and a half of floating around.
In an isolation tank, yeah.
How many people piss in a pool? You know?
Everyone.
We did that. Oh, and then we saw Suicide Squad.
Yeah, was it? I remember when we were talking about it last week that people were saying that it wasn't as great as people. Z-Rock, right? Yeah, Eric was saying that it wasn't great.
Has anyone on the show
seen it? I have not seen it, no.
I gave it a B minus.
We saw it with Ramcat, our friend Mark, and he reviewed it on his.
He hasn't done it yet. I'm waiting for the asshole to fucking put it up.
Yeah, but when he puts up the, was it the real? The real thing.
The real thing.
Thank you. The real thing. When he puts up the real thing, then we can hear his opinion of it. He walked out just shaking his head like, nope.
I got to give it
really?
To him.
Really?
Mark's a fucking professional.
Yeah, because we're like, what didn't you like about it? And he's like, listen to the show.
And I was like, fucker. You motherfucker.
And I'm like, no, seriously. No, what did you not like? He's like, I'm not telling you.
I'm not telling you.
I'm not telling you.
I'm not telling you yet. So,
save for the show.
I do. But, yeah, definitely check out his show. It's fucking good. Like, him and Chris know a lot about fucking movies. Like,
if I ever have a question about like certain movies and I don't know, I'll see if they reviewed it and then I'll listen to that show.
It is. Yeah, dude, they pretty much, Mark and him try to go every single weekend and catch whatever the new movie is. So they try to be up to date with everything. Mark was also doing movie reviews for The Ledger, too.
Ooh.
Yeah. So, yeah, definitely.
So check you out. Both have your SAG card.
Yeah. Well, no, I don't think that's what it is. when it's the writer, it's not the SAG. What is it? It's the
Screen Actors. But if you're in media, right? Doesn't everybody get that if you pay for it?
I think so.
Cakes has one.
If you have credentials, then you can pay for it.
No, Writers Guild, not SAG, because I'm writing. It would be the Writers.
The Writers Guild. But yeah, I mean, we won't give out any spoilers. But Royce and I walked out saying like, I don't know what everyone's like giant problems were. We had small complaints.
Yeah, because before we saw the movie,
you feel let down? Is that more what it was?
Hold on. Let's put a little. So I can tell you when we went into the stuff we knew going into it.
Yeah, we knew that
Rotten Tomatoes killed it. I mean, it was like 2%, like really low.
So we weren't expecting anything.
I was not, but I was like, fuck it. We should see it. So at least somebody on the show had seen it because we could talk about it. So we go and we see it.
And when you go in with no expectations, you're always pleasantly surprised about something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we saw it in 3D.
Dine-in 3D.
Yeah,
dine-in.
Oh, so,
Dine-ins are the best.
Dude, the dine-in in Downtown Disney is ridiculous. The food is just as good as any normal restaurant.
You can get a beer and servers come. It's just, I feel like a sultan when I go to those places.
I had like shrimp Creole mac and cheese.
Yeah, it's like good food too. It's not like shit food either. Like at least the AMC dine-in by us, it's like some pretty decent food.
I don't know why more movie theaters do that because it's like... Dinner, a movie, all in one. And everybody knows the movie theater business is dying slowly. Well, how about you combine it? Why aren't all of them converting to this?
Well, I think the reason for that is that a lot of the older places can't. But the other thing is that when you have a dine-in one, it cuts out a lot of seats. So
But you're making way more money on food and drink.
Right, I know. But I guarantee you that they have a deal with the movie companies that for box office numbers, you know, that you have to have a certain amount of seats. You know what I mean? Like that would help AMC, but that would fuck the movie companies. AMC would make more money, but the movie companies only get money on how many people went to see it, not on the food. You know what I mean? If that makes sense.
I was just more speaking selfishly. I know it probably doesn't make sense, but you know me, half my opinions are based in no fact or logic at all. It's right. Just, why isn't everything like this? So
yeah, exactly. But when you go into a theater that's as nice as that, with food as good as that, you're not going to be walking out like, this was atrocious. I wasted all my money. Like, no, you're going to be like, well, you know, at least the food was good.
Dude, the food... The thing is, it's decent food, and it's just a little bit more than if you would have fucking bought pop.
I think that skewered your opinion and grade on the movie, because you probably had such great food and such great service and great seats.
No, it didn't.
Because I've been to a dine-in, that same dine-in, and had great food and fucking hated the movie.
And, when I walked out, I was happy, I enjoyed myself, but the more I thought about it, the more I'm like, okay, here were the things that I see that everyone else was complaining about. One, the graphics weren't that good. There were points where I was like, that looks like shit.
Yeah, if you can tell the animation at this point, especially, I mean, it sounds spoiled to say that, but I mean, just look at all the other great, huge, epic movies where the animation is flawless.
Yeah.
So
here's what I think. The soundtrack was awesome. Absolutely great. Like, the music was great. But in the same way, it was great, but you could go, man, you're just trying to be Guardians of the Galaxy, you know? Because Guardians of the Galaxy had an awesome soundtrack, right? Everyone that saw the movie was like, that was so cool. The music was awesome. That's the same thing Suicide Squad was trying to do with their music. And Mark brought up a very, very good point. He says, I wish they would have spent less money paying for the royalties for those songs and put it in the CGI. Because I agree.
You didn't need it. It was cool, but you didn't need it. But the graphics would have been better.
Now, another thing I want somebody to answer for me is, why does Will Smith look like Uncle Phil now? If someone could explain that to me, I would appreciate
it. Well, he's getting older, too. He's pushing 50 at this point, right?
He even has a bald hair, like beard look going in this movie. And also, something Marie and I were talking about, Margot Robbie, who plays Harley Quinn, she was great.
He's 47.
Margot Robbie, who plays Harley Quinn, is has to be a clone of Jim Astley because they look almost identical.
Who? Like, you broke up for a second there.
Jamie Presley.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Side to side, they look like the same person. Like, Jamie Presley looks like her mom. Now, I really, 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 really enjoyed Harley Quinn. She played the perfect Harley. She even put on the... I enjoyed it. I thought it was cool. She was the best part of the movie, in my opinion. And again, see, I'm not a misogynist pig. If women are good, I will say they're good. You know? So she was very good.
She was the best part of the movie.
I have a question for you guys. How was Jared 30 Seconds to Mars Leto?
Here's the problem with that. I would love to right now, Dutch, tell you, man, you know, Jared Leto's Joker was good, or man, Jared Leto's Joker was bad.
Is it Leto or Leto? I think everybody interchanges it. What's the correct way?
I'm going to say Leto.
I call Leto.
Is it Leto?
But I don't know. I don't know if it's right, though. I've heard both.
Yeah, whatever. Sorry.
I would love to sit here and tell you, man, it was great, or man, it was bad. But the thing is that they cut out so much. He was in it for 10 minutes. So it was very different. Tell you, I mean, the laugh was good, but... 10 minutes, like, he was barely in the movie. But apparently I read somewhere that there's enough Joker footage shot that he can make its own movie. That's how much they've cut out. So,
really?
Yeah.
Did it just not fit with the storyline then?
Here's what happened. They made Suicide Squad was filmed at the same time as Batman versus Superman. That pile of horse shit.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened was, after all the bad reviews that Batman versus Superman got about being too dark, the Suicide Squad people panicked, and DC told them, well, no, then make a lighter version. So they did a bunch of...
It's Suicide Squad.
No, hold on. Let me explain.
The point is that it's dark.
It gets even worse. So they made they did a bunch of cuts and made like a funnier version. But then instead of picking one, they kind of just mashed the two together, and it was weird. Like, look, I would admit the plot was campy. Do not go in there expecting a Marvel level plot. It's not that. It's not Civil War. But is it better than Batman versus Superman? Yes. Fucking light years better. It was fun. It was funny. Will Smith was funny, man. I really enjoyed him in the movie, you know, and he could
what
be
was his character again.
Deadshot.
Okay. Right.
He could be hit or miss. But,
and what was his thing? In the books, I'm not much of a DC guy, to be honest.
It's like Bullseye. He never missed a shot.
He was a hitman, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So
you could have named the Suicide Squad the Will Smith and Margot Robbie movie.
Yeah.
Because every character didn't fucking
There was
matter.
Even one character. I'm not going to spoil who it was. I will not spoil it. But there was even one character that as soon as you saw him, you were like, okay, that guy's just going to die. And literally 5 minutes later, dead. And I'm like, oh, I know. Because, like, it was that kind of writing. So, you know.
So, predictable writing, clumsy storytelling, yeah. And basically just bad on the editor's part for actually being able to. Because I'm assuming the director, you know, that whole Patton Oswalt joke of just, you know, male directors just shooting film everywhere, like, come.
Yeah.
Well, here was my problem. So, I don't read any comic books. I don't know anything about the DC universe outside of what I've seen in existing DC movies to date.
Okay.
And so, you know, I know Batman. I know Superman. I know a little bit about Wonder Woman. I barely know Aquaman. I know he exists. I now know The Flash. But they're pulling in bad guy characters that I only knew two of them. I knew the Joker and I knew Harley Quinn. And they don't give any backstory. They don't give you a reason to give a shit about any of these characters.
Well, Will Smith's character you do.
Yeah, okay. That's why I said they give you Margot's backstory. Will Smith's backstory. They don't give anyone else's backstories except for one other dude where you're like, okay, I feel for this guy. But
here's what I told Marie is right. And we talked about it. And here's what I told her. This Suicide Squad movie should have been made after some more DC movies came out.
Of individual characters.
Right. Like,
yeah.
You know, kind of like how the Avengers came out.
Yes, they did it the right way.
That way you would have had a background. You go, I know these people.
Introduce the bad guys as bad guys.
Because I was going to say, because I've thought complaints before where people were like, I don't need more backstory on this guy.
Well, no, the problem is
with Batman.
For Batman, no, but these
for
are
Batman,
yeah, good point.
Backstory 10 billion times.
Mitch, it would have been like having Guardians of the Galaxy without the backstory. You would be like, who are these people? Why are they doing this?
Why do I care?
Yeah, that's the problem. They give too much backstory on the fucking characters that everybody fucking knows, and they don't give enough backstory. I will say this, at least with this one, they didn't go into the fucking how he became Joker again. He was already Joker, and they don't have to at this point, you know?
Right.
Like
everybody knows that, okay? So that's a built-in, okay, we get it. But the other ones, it was kind of like just a, yeah.
Dude, I'm going to name Killer Croc. Yeah, Batman, the animated series, people know Killer Croc. But for the most part, not many people do.
They
should have said something. Yeah, I know. I agree with you. And Captain Boomerang.
I didn't.
Captain Boomerang is a fucking Flash bad guy.
No, that makes sense, though. If they just had this weird mishmash of characters that not... Cause that was the beauty of anything in the Avengers universe was, okay, we have an Iron Man movie. For people who've never read the comic book, here's Tony Stark. Here's how he became Iron Man. Bam. You know, Captain America, Hulk. Every single one, they had an individual movie for those and then put this one out. Right. Seems like DC's just scrambling at this point.
Yeah, it seemed very out of order. They give way too much backstory to Batman. They give no backstory to these Suicide Squad guys, like I said, except for Deadshot, except for Harley Quinn. They did a good job there. And those are the two characters that I liked. And they did a good enough job where it kept my interest through the whole movie so that at the end, I felt satisfied. I didn't feel gypped. Like, I was turned on by Margot, went home and masturbated like every other person did. But she was fun. She was funny. She was entertaining.
She's so hot.
She was hot.
So hot.
She was good looking. She had a pretty face.
I guess I'm saying I like her commitment to community service.
Right.
And she...
Will Smith was doing normal Will Smith.
Yeah, he was being Will Smith.
Where he's being a badass with a heart of gold.
Did he punch an alien out of his suit?
Welcome to Gotham City.
He might as well have.
Now, it was cool seeing Batman from not his perspective. Because you did see Batman in the movie for a little bit, but you're seeing it from how bad guys see him. I thought that was cool.
Oh, okay.
Roy said that was cool. I thought it was super lame to see Batman for 2 seconds.
Well, whatever.
I was like, oh, right, there's Batman to remind us that they're in Batman.
Here's what I think the problem is that DC has been riding the Heath Ledger performance. You know what I mean? Like everybody's
sure.
They just assumed they were untouchable at that point because of how fucking good those early, you know, the Batman reboots were so good. And they were just like, oh, okay, well, we can't fail with this one. If, you know, people have to be in on the DC universe. Whereas Marvel took a very calculated approach to the way that they were doing theirs, and DC just kind of they were lazy about it.
Which
is funny because when I knew Royce in his younger years and he would review comic books with our old friend Nathan all the time, Royce was Mr. DC and Nathan was Mr. Marvel, and they would talk about it all the time. And Royce's biggest complaint with Marvel was that they weren't careful with their character.
Nathan! Nathan! Stop it! This is why you keep getting molested.
I don't know why I play twice.
I like it.
But yeah, like in the comics, you were always saying Marvel always had to reboot because they couldn't get their universes straight. So when they actually went into movie forming, they actually did a really good job of continuity.
Yeah, well, Marvel's done has been, I mean, it's been, that was some groundbreaking shit. Like,
and DC's been the one that's had to reboot themselves over and over again.
Entire universe, TV and everything connected. And you know, like with the DC Universe TV is that, like, there's a Superman now that they cast for the Supergirl TV show that's not the same Superman that's in the movies, you know?
Well, let's not get crazy on giving too much praise to Marvel because of the amount of reboots they've had to do for Superman and the Hulk.
You're talking about Spider-Man?
Spider-Man.
Did I say Superman? I'm sorry, Spider-Man.
Yeah, but no, but that wasn't Marvel Studios. That's the thing. Yeah.
That wasn't Marvel?
Spider-Man was Sony.
Was Sony. Marvel got paid a little bit.
They allowed the rights to be sold off like that?
Yeah, that's the thing. Oh. Spider-Man was by Sony, and so was X-Men. It's not by Marvel either. It's by 20th Century Fox. That's when they were just licensing out the names. And then when Marvel blew up, that's why Spider-Man now is in there. Sony still gets money from this new Spider-Man movie.
I was going to say, I hope they bought the rights back from everything and said, motherfuckers can't ruin our product anymore.
But in the latest Civil War movie, when young Spider-Man shows up, that's the first time that was under Marvel control.
And it was Sony. Perfect.
That's why it was fucking good.
Yeah, no, fucking that movie was great.
Yes, the Hulk fucking sucked balls and they had to reboot it three times.
They had a bunch of them.
But it's really hard to have the Hulk be a lead character when all you can do is Hulk smash, you know?
That's still one of the greatest lines is when Captain America looks over at him when he's like calling out in the first Avengers movie what to do when all those aliens are coming down. He just looks over and he's like, Hulk, smash. It was so, and it was his earnest delivery, like, smash, like, go fuck shit up. Like, it was so beautiful. I loved it.
Like I said, I mean, I like Suicide Squad. It's fun, but you know, again, it's not as good as obviously.
Is that Margot Robbie?
Yes,
so hot.
Oh my god,
that was her in Wolf of Wall Street.
Put her in her butt. Oh yeah, okay, that girl.
She was the one that explained the stock market for people.
Oh yeah,
that,
the bathtub.
That wouldn't. Yeah, in the bathtub.
But yeah. So
that's disappointing. That's two duds in a row for them now.
No, but here's the thing. Guess what?
What?
Broke all kinds of records.
It did, huh?
Money wise. Oh yeah.
Biggest more than the Avengers. Did it beat out the latest Avenger movie?
No. But for an August release.
Oh okay.
Blew the. I mean, we can pull up articles. It's.
Maybe that's the reason why they released it now, because they knew it wasn't awesome.
So they released it in a slow
movie time period. Yeah.
Still break box office records.
Knowing that, like, people who are still going to movies, this is the only legitimate big budget option that you have.
Right. It's made $129 million and it came out this weekend. That is.
Who said that summer movies don't sell?
I heard that, though, that they have to make like $780 million to break even, though.
Oh,
with all of the marketing and everything.
Oh, they'll do it in a fucking heartbeat, because if that's what it made here internationally, it's going to be ridiculous. Right. That's how it goes.
That's the thing. The Asian markets are huge. Yeah.
I thought they couldn't play it in China.
Why?
I thought there was something with China that is not being allowed.
Why?
There.
Who said that? I haven't read that.
I read something. Hold on. Let me see.
What happened to you, China? It used to be cool.
Did you
Suicide Squad unlikely to get China release? Chinese fans had hoped for the movie's PG-13 rating would help it get past censors. Let me see. Blah blah blah. According to people familiar with the matter, China Film Group, the state-backed distributor that handles the import of all foreign films, hasn't put the movie on its internal release calendar, which is typically set at least 2 months in advance. They think it's not a good film to release in China.
Yeah, they censor the shit out of anything that's shown in that country.
I mean, apparently it's done very, very well money-wise from everything I've read.
Right. China's like the number two market for movies.
Yes.
Opening weekends in August, it's number one. It's the highest opening weekend in August a movie's ever had.
Well, again, this goes back to the point of, like, nobody releases good movies in point in the summer.
Okay. Guess what it beat out? Guardians of the Galaxy was the number one.
In August?
In August.
So Guardians why did they release that in August? Because that was a great movie.
Because, just like Suicide Squad, Guardians of the Galaxy was a great movie, but nobody knew who they were. So they thought to do it in August that way.
Oh, okay.
And so it beat Suicide Squad beat out Guardians of the Galaxy opening day. Guardians of the Galaxy's total gross that it made was $333 million. So
yeah.
We'll see what this does. I don't know. doesn't say here.
That was a big gamble on Marvel's part, by the way. Like, they basically put out something that was a fan favorite, but you have to be a comic book nerd. I didn't know who they were, and I consider myself not aficionado, but at least I feel like I'm pretty well educated on comic book related stuff.
Right.
And I didn't know them. And for them to take a gamble on that, I actually do see why they would release that in August, hoping that, okay, let's just test how strong is the Marvel name. Just that alone. Let's see how well it works. And it worked perfectly.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it did. Here's what happened. The movie made so much money that they greenlit a Man of Steel sequel, another Superman movie.
Hmm.
Is being made. I know. I'm sorry.
They're the worst. There's nothing interesting about Superman.
I know. I hate him too.
I like bad guys that do good things movies because I can at least be like, ooh, are they going to do something good? Ooh, the bad guys are going to do something good. Oh, it's going to be awesome. They're going to do something good. They're cold.
Because you can relate to that. Because everybody's kind of a piece of shit at heart. And when you actually have a redeeming quality, it's like, oh, okay, maybe I'm not so bad. I can.
Redemption stories are the best.
Right. And but with someone who's God, basically.
A fucking alien that our mere son makes you immortal. Like, go fuck yourself.
I've always hated Superman. I've never liked that character.
It's the worst.
Yeah, I know.
As a kid, I hated it.
It's tough to like him.
Because he does everything. I mean, like, if you're going to talk about, like, an omnipotent, like, you know, all-powerful character, the fucking, blue guy, fucking the Joker, it...
Smurf.
No. That drafts, it's like one of the greatest movies I've ever seen, and I can't remember the name of it. Oh, my God. Joel.
Charlie and Chocolate Factory.
No, not that, you asshole. It's a graphic novel. Oh, it's Frank Miller in it.
You're thinking of The Watchmen?
Yes! There you go. That's the way to do...
I actually knew that before she said Smurf.
I know you did, and you were just fucking around with me. That's why I was getting mad at you, because I knew you knew what I was talking about, but you were refusing to tell me.
You were thinking of Dr. Manhattan, weren't you?
Yes, I was.
Yeah.
That's the way to show, like, an all-powerful guy is to especially with the way that movie did it, is... What's his face? It was able to just make him flawed. Someone who's right. Supposed to be all powerful was flawed in that movie. It was great.
Again, I think the problem with DC, man, is they just did everything so backwards. Like, there should first have been a Ben Affleck Batman movie. Then you could do the crossover.
Yes.
Like, it's just, I'd rather see that because you're trying to squeeze so much stuff into all these movies. Wonder Woman looks good. It looks like an origin story. That out of all of them is the one I'm most excited to see.
Right.
Then that was another point I was making, is that for some reason DC seems to do better with female characters than with male characters at this point. Because I walked out of the Batman versus Superman being way more interested in Wonder Woman, and I walked out of the Suicide Squad being way more interested in Harley Quinn than Deadshot.
That's an interesting point. I never thought about that, but I think you're right.
We also watched this weekend the rated R animated movie that just came out, The Killing Joke. The Killing Joke is, I believe it was Alan Moore. That's the one here.
I thought you were going to talk about that rated R animated movie that, like, Seth Rogen's a part of, about, like, food.
I don't know.
Something hot. Have you not seen the commercials for that?
Yes, sausage, whatever.
Oh, yeah, Sausage Party. I thought you were going to talk about that.
Alan Moore wrote The Killing Joke, and... That's the one where Joker shoots and paralyzes Barbara Gordon, and really fucked up comic. DC made the animated animated 2-hour movie of it, and they got Kevin Conroy from the animated series when it was Batman to play Batman and Mark Hamill to play Joker. And it was really good. It was, I thought, better than the Suicide Squad.
Well, I really like Superman. By Eminem. It's a good song.
We're not talking about that.
That's
my addition to this.
Thank you.
I like Superman by Three Doors
You're
Down.
Welcome.
How long were you sitting on that joke for?
A while. Shit. I was just waiting for a moment of
See, pause. You got, yeah, her delivery, though. Superman by Eminem.
I really so like proud it.
Of it. Oh, you're so cheeky.
You know what I want to see? I want to see the new Jason Bourne movie. I haven't seen that yet. The one that came out a couple weeks ago.
Now, did he decide to come back on because he was like, okay, the other guy who was trying to be me,
because Hawkeye was terrible in
yeah,
it?
Yeah, well, exactly.
That was one reason. And the second reason is they threw all the money at his face. And they said, right, for the love of God, Matt Damon, please. Like, he's got one of those Robert Downey deals now with these Bourne movies where he gets, like, the back end of the gross. You know what I mean?
Right.
So he's got fucking plenty of money. But I want to see that. But, man, you know, I got to say, it's tough to complain because, remember, Dutch, even in the life cycle of this show, remember, like, in the first couple years of this
show. Matt Damon.
In the first couple years of this show,
Matt Damon.
Why is it playing it twice? Jesus Christ! My computer's fucking up. I'm sorry, guys.
In the first couple years of this show, there was summer TV was horrible. Remember?
Right.
In the summer, you know, there was TV was fucking sucked. Now, because of Netflix and shit like that, there's no downtime anymore. You know what I mean?
Right.
There's always something to watch. You can never catch up.
It seems like all these guys are saying, okay, let's fuck the trend of what, you know, what normal show business goes by. Let's just throw shit out there and see how well it does. And it has been killing it.
Yeah. Again, Netflix. Dude, Netflix changed the fucking world.
Yes,
they did. Well, I mean, you probably knew this, Royce, but Stranger Things was turned down by like 13 different networks.
Yes.
And it is killing it. Everyone is talking about it.
It was because the director had only done one movie beforehand or something, so nobody wanted to give him a shot.
You always give Winona Ryder a shot.
Well, no, the show concept was before they knew Winona Ryder was going to be in it.
Oh,
and I was as I was watching, I'm like, this is a Stephen King movie, but not written by Stephen King.
Right? Yeah.
But it was actually good though, because Stephen King movies are historically shit.
Can't be.
But this was really good.
Yeah.
I don't know. That same feel.
I like The Stand. Remember The Stand?
I haven't seen that one.
I haven't seen it.
I'm just thinking about like It was terrible and whatever. Although they're remaking that too, and I'm actually curious. I want to see that one.
So that, I mean, there's so much. The sensory, like again, man, like going back to the very beginning and go full circle, that's what you need, sensory deprivation tanks every once in a while, because it's sensory overload now. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
We are getting so
many options.
And trust me, I am no, you know me, I am no fucking like hippie, whatever, whatever. But I'm just saying factually, we now get bombarded with like phones and VR and this and that and ringing and noise. And
I love it. Bring it on.
No, I love it too. But
more distractions for me to like think about my craziness, like that, the better.
Dutch, isolation tank, buddy. Recommended highly.
Oh, no, I'm going to. I actually, when you were talking about it, I looked up. There's two different spots here in town that have them, and I'm going to go do it.
You'll feel fucking wonderful. And again, man, 5 years ago, me would have said, what are you, a faggot? But as you get older, like, you start realizing, man,
I'm a faggot.
And I start realizing, I'm not jiggy at all.
At all.
But, God, I fucking died last week with the not jiggy thing.
Marie did. No,
re-listening to it.
Oh, right.
Saying was, I died re-listening to it because Marie broke. I wasn't laughing. I was laughing at Marie breaking. Like, she was just done.
Yeah, for listeners who may not have heard last week's Hippo Juice, or was it the DNR or Hippo Juice?
DNR.
Every once in a while, you will have those moments where one person just breaks, that we just can't stop laughing. Something happens or somebody says something. And it's probably one of the more entertaining aspects of our show, because it's so weird what it is that just will make one of the five of us just snap. And Marie had one of those moments last week. So if you haven't heard it, listen to last week's show.
Yeah.
That was DNR?
Yeah, it was DNR.
Well, why didn't you have that as a previously on, Mitch? I thought
I found the other one.
Okay, I could have sworn.
I'll tell you what happened. He fucking was clicking around and he landed on one that was okay and he wanted to do any more work, so he didn't go to the...
No, you don't write notes as you go?
What I did was, when I labeled it, I took notes and I wrote previously on that one, and I didn't look at anything else because that's the first thing I saw.
What was previously on? What was it? I was in the back.
The pots.
You guys all jumped on my asshole about saying this is the first time I smoked pots.
Ah, fuck, that's a good one.
That's a funny one as well, but that doesn't nearly as funny as fucking Marie just dying.
I forgot about that one. I re-listened to that. I've been trying to re-listen to the shows more, and I re-listened to that
one.
Oh,
you still can? I can't listen to us anymore.
I don't know. I think I get better when I re-listen to shows.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's a good way to fucking improve.
I just start hating. I feel like I don't get natural if I keep listening to the shows, because I'm like, oh, God, the way you talk, stop doing that. And then I try and talk different, and it just comes out unnatural to me.
Hello, my name is Dutch.
Hey.
A radio voice.
I didn't realize I went into Scooby-Doo voice, but... Anyways.
Anywho's.
All right, let's go to break. When we come back, we have all kinds of updates and fun shit. And A-Rod's got kicked. He's getting paid not to play baseball. Did you hear about that?
Yep, he's got one of them Bobby Bonilla deals.
Exactly. All right. Be right back. There you are.
MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
By the way,
the Nerd Hour.
The Sunny Show.
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Print Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce.
No!
Get ready for Hippo Juice.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
The Cousin Joe Show.
It's High Society Radio.
You're listening to Atomicast.
More Radio!
Hey, this is Doc from Rorschach and Doc. And you're fucking sitting in there in the goddamn chat room listening to these shit shows. And you're like, hey, what if I need to shop? Well, guess what? Look right below the chat room, because there's a goddamn banner ad for Amazon. You click that shit, and you fucking buy to your heart's content whatever the shit fuck you want. Because guess what? Amazon.com, baby, they got everything. They got lube, for fuck's sake. And jelly babies. Do what you will with that. Listen, click the link, and we get money.
Percentage of purchases go toward More Like Radio.
Are you too broke to go to the movies, yet want to go anyway? No problem. Just go to www.dealflix.com and use a promo code MLR to get 10% off your ticket purchase. Some movie theaters charge between $11 and $18 per ticket. Don't be stupid and pay that much. Just go to dealflix.com using a promo code MLR and you'll get 10% off your ticket purchase. Again, that's dealflix.com, promo code MLR.
You know the way at the start of the last episode, we went through different nationalities, you know, and now people know that we're Irish.
And now people know that we're all shite at accents as well.
But I was wondering, is it prejudice to not make fun of, like, all of the countries?
Where are you going for here?
We'll name check every country on the show, that way no one can be mad about that.
I could do Swedish.
Oh, yeah, what?
Birdie birdie.
To the Italians?
Papa da poopy.
Papa da poopy.
Okay. To the Mexicans?
Hey, man.
Spain? Singapore?
Oh.
Amazing.
Australians?
Crocodile Dundalk.
No.
A big loop are you?
No, that sounds like Limerick or something.
That's right, we never slide off the Irish, do we? Someone put a bomb in me potato. There you go. OSW Review. All Irish, all racist.
More like radio, less like crap. MoreLikeRadio.com. It's like radio on drugs.
Hey, are you sitting around bored on Sundays between noon and 2? Well, why don't you check out The Sully Show on More Like Radio? Join myself, JT, Adam, Punchy, Danielle, and Greg for all the humor you can think of, and of course, us making fun of each other. What more can you want? Again, The Sully Show is live Sundays noon to 2 Eastern with replays throughout the week. We look forward to seeing you every Sunday right here on The Sully Show on morelikeradio.com.
You're listening to morelikeradio.com. We're all drunk.
Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
Are you too broke to go to the movies, yet want to go anyway? No problem. Just go to www.dealflix.com and use the promo code MLR to get 10% off your ticket purchase. Some movie theaters charge between $11 and $18 per ticket. Don't be stupid and pay that much. Just go to dealflix.com using a promo code MLR and you'll get 10% off your ticket purchase. Again, that's dealflix.com, promo code MLR.
Back with Vince Wong. We were just talking before the commercial break about your upcoming movie and what you play in it. It's called Clay Pigeons,
yeah,
is it?
Yeah, it's called Clay Pigeons, and I play a character named Lester Long, who's sort of a drifter.
You do a lot of independent, small independent movies, and I salute you. You make really good choices.
I appreciate it.
And great to have you here towards the end here on our last few weeks.
I really appreciate
you coming
especially
by.
Especially with your show winding down.
Yeah, it is.
Must be an interesting time for you. So thanks for having me, and, you know, good luck to you in the future. You must have a lot of opportunities.
I do have a lot of opportunities.
Wow. Party's over, huh?
Must have nothing going on now, as they say. Huh?
Well, it's not nothing going on. I got a couple of irons in the fire.
Really?
Well, I mean, nothing.
I mean, what kind of irons do you possibly have going on?
Well, nothing big. I mean, nothing like, you know, your career, the blurry, out-of-focus, independent film.
Right, right, right. Which blurry independent film are you talking about? Are you talking about the Lost World, Jurassic Park, which was one of the highest grossing films in history?
Yeah. Well, it was gross, all right. What did they do when they called you to their places? Did they say, Mr. Vaughn and the rest of you dinosaurs?
Why don't we take a break? I can tell you.
Yeah.
I can tell you this. Hank doesn't even have a fire, let alone I. We'll be right back. No flipping. That was a very funny run.
Hey, man, so you know, I just was playing with nothing personal.
Hey, man. Would you take it personally if I told you that you were nothing but the flavor of the month?
Are you for real?
Because you are. And next month there's going to be another flavor.
Sure. Fucking asshole. Bitter fucking asshole.
You put shit on my car, Hank.
Get up, Hank. Did you put shit on my car? Huh? Did you put shit on my car, Hank?
I was just writing you a note. Can I read it to you? Please? Dear Mr. Vaughn, I am sorry about the shit I put on your car.
See, get the shit on my car, didn't you, Hank? Huh?
There's more. That girl is pretty kinky.
Never heard this rejoinder before. Welcome back. It's like an hour of Dutch and Royce here on MoreLikeRadio.com. MoreLikeRadio.com/live. If you want to check us out every Tuesday night from 10 to midnight Eastern Standard Time, or if you live in Colorado, 8 to 10.
Yup.
I don't know how many. Do we have? I thought we had a few listeners here. I should do like a live appearance somewhere. Remember like the old school radio days? Hey,
yeah.
I'm going to be jumping. I'm going to be doing the water tank dunk challenge thing at such and such bar.
Hey, we're at Tom's Ford down here doing a barbecue.
That's right. If you come out and test drive a new Ford Escape, you get the new Nickelback CD.
Oh, God. My early days of radio, the amount of dumb mall appearances and shit that I had to do.
I'm glad, obviously, that you did that because that molded you into what you are, but I am glad I missed out on not having to do any of it.
Yeah. you got it on the pirate radio stage early on. I actually had to live this shit at one point in my life.
Well, you know what it is that, you know, I came in like just one of those fucking guys broadcasting out of his basement.
It's a loudmouth who's just like, hey, let's figure out, what is this new Mogulus thing?
I know. And then,
little did we know, we'd be like one of the biggest live internet radio shows at the time.
It's crazy. But anyway, what were we talking about?
We weren't talking about anything. We're just riffing.
Riffing, bro. That's what we do. Just riffraff. That's what they call us, the riffraff.
Well, we never got to what Joel did this weekend. Or
I don't know. I guess I'm going to be voting for that Ross Perot.
You know what actually happened to me this weekend? I got an interesting text message, and I'll pull it up for you.
Ooh, I love text messages.
By one of the five members on the show tonight.
Was it me?
Was it Marie?
No. So I got a random message, and it says, I'm so happy you're my DJ. All other DJs suck dick. I don't like dick suckers.
I'm going to assume that was that a drunk Sherry?
This was at 10:24 my time, so 11:24 Sherry's time. I replied back saying, ha ha, who is this again? She said,
I would like to point out how good my grammar and spelling was this time.
Right. But then, because I took
a lot of effort into
I've never
texts.
Actually ever gotten a text from Sherry. I've always been through like Facebook or whatever, whenever we like communicate. But she said, Sherry, period, you never had my phone, period. I don't think, period. Mitch gave me your number because I wanted to tell you I love you because I know you don't answer Facebook messages.
No, that one was M-E- on purpose.
Oh, message. Okay. I said, LOL, that rules. She said, I'll be on Tuesday. That is all. Kiss Kelsey for me, French style. So, Sherry, what were you doing at that time?
Did you kiss her?
Yes, because I read it out loud to her, and we were laughing our asses off. What was going on?
We were at my little cousin's wedding.
Little?
We had.
Or younger? Yeah.
Well,
younger.
He's about twice as tall as I am.
Right.
Like, he's probably 6'6". But he's still my baby cousin.
You know what's disturbing me, Dutch, is seeing Sherry's new triceps now that she's a fucking CrossFitter.
Right.
Look at her back! I know. It bothers me. No, let me see your back, Sherry. Your lats. No, the other way.
Your front back.
I don't know. Your lats.
Your lats. The back.
Right, yeah,
flex.
Yeah.
Flex.
Just flex.
There you go.
There we go. There. Yeah, take it off.
Wow.
Jesus, look at that.
Good job.
What are you guys doing for real? That's nice. Awesome, man. Fuck.
She's just doing kettlebells and stuff.
That's all. Yeah.
Regular gym things, running and stuff.
I've been spoiling myself and going to a personal trainer.
Nice. That's awesome. Ooh. It's working. That's crazy.
Hey.
It seems like every bride, because I'm not telling you guys anything new, but listeners who may be listening the first time, I do like DJing on the side for like weddings and shit like that. Every bride that I have like an interview with, they talk about how they're working out and they're trying to fit into their dress.
Yeah, I'm not doing it for the wedding.
We started this before I proposed.
Oh, okay.
Going to the gym and stuff, so.
And now I just want to keep getting better and better.
We just didn't want to become fat shits.
But having,
I was on my way.
Having a goal helps a lot. And right. When you know you're putting a lot of money down on photography and videography for you, it also helps.
Well, and a couple weeks ago, I went in and they did my first physical assessment, and I'm at a 25% BMI, and 24% is considered athletic. Or not athletic, it's considered fit or whatever, right? 25% is like average. So I'm like 1% more. That's all I need, and I'll be considered that next step down.
Well, that's true, but Jesus, Sherry, you like, it's ridiculous. Like, she's like defined and stuff. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, she was showing me her stomach earlier.
It's crazy.
I want them to do more core and thighs.
Like, are we talking about your workout regimen all night long? But can you tell me what this text message happened? It's just my first question.
Okay, I'm going to answer for her.
Okay, what happened, Mitch? Thank you.
Yeah, so we went to a wedding for her cousin, and they had, I'm going to have to say, you have some competition now. This was the best
DJ?
Best DJ I have ever seen.
Really?
Oh, yeah, yeah. She was really good because you know how, like, after you've been swimming for a while and water gets in your ears and everything sounds
lying.
Kind of...
He's lying. He's going to lie.
Everything sounds kind of like muddy, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the speaker sounded like.
Oh.
So instantly, I'm like, okay, this is good. This is
you
good.
You had me sold for about 15
this
minutes.
This is why... You have me sold. This is why...
You asshole.
I know Mitch. I don't believe anything he ever says.
Well, you knew it was a lie for the mere fact that Sherry was texting Joel saying how grateful she was to have him.
Well, here's the thing. I'm not very smart, Maria. I didn't pick up on that clue.
You knew it was a lie because fucking Mitch was saying it.
Right. I'm... Dude, 5 years. We've been doing... has it been that long with you, Mitch, when you joined the show?
Yeah, something like that.
I still don't pick up on your dryness sometimes, and it's really embarrassing, actually.
I'm marrying him, and sometimes I'm like, wait, I can't tell if you're being serious.
No. Was it that bad? What happened?
I don't even think Mitch knows.
I'm just going to post a picture in the chat, and this is going to be
enough. Oh, yes, I want to see the setup.
This is all I have to post, and you will, you get it.
Here we go.
Okay, pictures in the chat.
You'll get it.
Oh, no.
Why are there CDs?
Oh, no.
She used CDs. Burnt CDs.
She uses CDs, and she has one spinning light thing that you can get from Lowe's.
Oh, yeah, you sent this to us.
I sent that to you. Yeah.
God, that was her setup?
This was her setup. Yeah, there was the mixer and stuff was off to the right there, but... I was just, because I was dancing with Sherry and I pulled up my phone so I could take a, she was away from her booth. I just pulled up my phone so I could take a picture real quick while we were dancing.
So she had like a dual CD player and would just like play one track and throw the other one in?
I wish it was a dual CD player.
It was don't tell me there was pauses between the music.
There were pauses.
Oh no. What the fuck? That's the number one cardinal rule of any DJ is you can't let the party stop.
She was like 50-ish. She was really behind in the times. And even like my cousins would give her their phone to play a specific song.
There was a couple times where a song would play, you know, the song would play whatever. It'd be over. It would go to the next song. And in that time was when she was looking for a different song. So it would start a new song. She would stop it and then put in the new CD and go to the next track she wanted.
Dude, next time that kind of shit happens, you have to get video of it. Where they can, when you know a song is like running out and get video of just the awkward. Now, was everybody dancing and then everybody just kind of stop and look at each other like.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. Oh,
and I mean, they were really enjoying the songs and I couldn't even get into the songs. I'm like, I don't know how to dance.
What songs was she playing?
We heard the Cupid Shuffle, two different versions, one right after another.
And
are you kidding me?
I think we heard the Eagles. I don't even know what song.
Yeah, they heard the Eagles.
That doesn't feel like a wedding song.
There was a bunch of country songs.
Oh, my God.
Well, they're country. They listen to country.
But I think it was like it was one of those tell you how to dance songs like 3 or 4 in a row.
I hate songs with instructions. I fucking hate that.
Hey, dude, look, I hate them too. But as a guy who does weddings, when the dance floor is empty, you throw one of those dumb fucking songs on. White people flock to the floor because they like being told what to do.
I do enjoy the Cupid Shuffle. I hate all others.
The thing is, though, you don't play all of them one after another.
No, I don't.
You kind of spread them out.
Pepper them out, yeah.
She played all of them in a row.
Every line dance?
Yeah, all of them.
I'm going to say this, and I you know that this is a legitimate compliment because I never do it. Dutch is a very good DJ.
Thank you.
Dutch knows how to. No, don't thank. If you thank me, you take it away. I'm not. It's hard to be.
I'm not allowed to take a compliment from you now.
Take it, but don't thank me. Dutch, very, very good DJ. It's like the military. Take the promotion and just that's it.
Just thank you, sir.
He
But I said thank you.
Very good. His he knows how to read a crowd very well.
Right.
I say that from firsthand experience. Every single person that went to our wedding is like, Jesus Christ, that was the fucking best wedding I've ever been to. Like, and you know, my friends are not ones that are going to lie to me. They would tell me.
Oh, no. That was the one thing I was kind of terrified of, is because knowing your friends and family, if I fucked that up,
I
would never hear the end of it.
Ever.
Do you know how much I wish I could shit on you for it?
But it was so good. Everything was fun. Like, first off, Marie and I wanted to get all that fucking shit over with and get to the party part. Like, it was very like, all right, come on, it's fucking, I'm done with this. But it was,
I refused to, because you told me beforehand, hey, with our first dance, just cut it off after like 45 seconds. Yeah. And I refused to do it. And it wasn't until like you guys, you both were looking at me going, dude, stop.
Let's move on. People want to eat.
Gotta eat.
But,
No, I'm doing a wedding next Monday. Mm. Yeah, it's on a Monday.
That's a weird day.
I know, but it's at one of like the more highly touted places to have a wedding in this state. And I guess the only time they could get it was on a Monday. So
in a couple of weeks, I'm shooting a wedding, and I guess there's going to be a couple people from Dancing with the Stars there.
You're filming it.
Photography.
Right, just in the day and age we live in.
She meant guns.
Yeah.
Shooting guns at the wedding.
Yep, it'll be at a local winery, and there's going to be Dancing with the Stars people.
Wait, why?
Just because the bride and groom know them and invited them. So apparently it's going to be an amazing dance party.
So explain that. Like Dancing with the Stars, were they the stars or the people who dance with stars?
That I don't know. I wasn't told that, and I didn't really ask.
I'm going to guess really the people that danced people. With the stars.
Okay.
It's good enough for me.
They better know how to dance if they lasted through the first round.
How many people are you going to have at your wedding, Sherry?
Now we haven't narrowed it down, but it'll be about 250.
Okay. Just curious.
That's a big wedding.
Two.
Hooray, Catholic families.
Both yeah, that's a Catholic. Big wedding. My mom has 10 brothers and sisters.
You know what? I'm going to be very, very sad because I know when we go up for that wedding, I'm going to get no attention on your wedding day, and I'm not going to like that.
That's going to stop you from getting attention.
I No, what it's going to make me do is act out. I'm going to act out, and I'm going to act out in a bad way.
Royce.
Yes. I have a feeling you're going to grab the mic out of off my booth at one point.
I would do. Yes, that I would.
No, don't. Please don't. No.
His best man, his brother, is a pretty quiet guy. So if you want to do a speech in addition to his, you are more than welcome, my friend.
Oh, no. That's always awkward.
Thank you. I have a year to write one. Oh, it's going to be the best one. I need, first off, I need a gold-plated mic.
I'm not doing that.
Okay, first of all, I haven't thought of this, but I need a gold plated mic. I need to be assured that I'm allowed to do a mic drop because that's going to happen at the end. I need to know what it's just like a PG-13 speech, rated R, like what it to be.
R-ish.
So I could drop some F-bombs. One F-bomb. Can I drop one F-bomb?
One. That's PG-13.
My grandparents will be there.
Okay, so instead of saying the F-bomb.
Yeah, but then just say, oh, that's a typical Cuban.
Okay.
So it'll be okay.
Yeah. Your it's fine. He's brown.
Your grandparents will be there, so racial humor is fine. Got it.
My family will be there, so racial humor is fine.
And then all you're going to hear is, after I'm talking, it's like, who's that colored fellow up there?
And I will put my hands in my face and I will be so proud. That will mean I am proud of you.
Well,
but there's pretending to be embarrassed.
There's nothing better when I DJ a wedding when I hear we're going to have open mic hour. Yeah, open mic speeches, you know, like so the best man and, you know, the maid of honor will do theirs. And then basically everybody goes back to their dinner and it's like, hey, you know, if anybody wants to come up and say something, feel free to come up at any time for the next, you know, 45 minutes. The amount of gold that comes out of that shit. I need to record it next time. I've never think to pull up my phone and record these people who are just nervous or people who just have thought it out too much or people who are just way too drunk.
I've known Christina for like
for like a long time, and like just like real good friends. I just remember this one time, like we were when we were in high school, we went to this party. We were supposed to, it was fun. I love you, Christina.
Actually, I ordered the fish, not the meat.
Fish. And then you get the other friend, you know, Jared, who will walk up and be like, "Yo, Tom,
I hate
fucked
this guy.
Everyone." And then after he fucked her, he was like, "I'm not fucking anybody else." And I think that's beautiful. And cheers, glasses raised. Where's my spoon? Okay, to Jared and Christina. Oh wait, no, I'm Jared. You're Tom. Tom and Christina. To them for not fucking anybody else the rest of their life. Glasses up, everybody. Dude, I will sometimes like hide behind my booth. I'm not part of anything. I just have their, but I feel responsible because I can turn their mic off with the first F-bomb, but I don't. Oh, weddings are the funnest things ever to be a DJ at.
Sherry, do you need me to be a character?
What do you mean a character?
Like, do you need me to be a Jared or a Royce? Like, do you need
or a Tom? Yeah.
Do you need a character for your wedding?
Yeah, you let us know. I could play whatever you want. I could do a really good. A Pastor Royce can make an appearance.
No, Pastor Royce.
Pastor Royce would work really well.
I don't know.
No.
My family would like Pastor Royce.
I just want to say that I'm happy to see this white wedding. The white part of the country.
I've been trying to get rid of my whiteness for years. You can tell I haven't been trying to tan, but this is just how I look.
I have a tan because I'm in the sun doing the Lord's work. Actually, if you see my thighs, they're lily white. But yeah, I mean, I'm very excited for Royce Lopez Presents a Wedding by Sherry and Mitch.
Yes, me too.
Featuring
DJ Joel Dutch Van Wingerden.
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, so perfect. I mean, my point is that just make sure my name's the biggest on the marquee. We're fine. The other question I have is, how much Hennessy are we going to be allowed to...
Hennessy!
No, this is a white wedding, so probably none.
No cocaine.
White wedding? What the fuck do you do with that? What do you guys drink there? Coors?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, there will be beer. I don't know what kind of beer because it's whatever the hotel has.
Natty Ice.
Whatever we decide.
There will be wine.
Whatever we decide to choose on kegs. So there'll be a couple of kegs. There'll be some wine.
Now,
and if you want liquor, you're going to buy it because fuck off. I'm not paying for your.
Yeah, that I have no problem with that. Now, cash bars, whatever.
I'm a groomsman, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
I can take that back now?
No. I'm making sure. Hey, Sherry, that's not nice.
Hey, don't threaten her. She will pull it. You. She will revoke that in a heartbeat.
Compliment.
I would never.
Compliment.
I'm just saying anyway, you could.
Yes, you're a groomsman.
I'm a groomsman.
Uh-huh.
And does that entitle me to a plus one? Because I haven't decided on Marie yet.
Oh no, she's one of my bridesmaids.
Yeah, so I guess you technically can both bring a plus one.
But I do need to know your underwear size.
Mine?
What?
Yeah.
Medium.
Wait, why why underwear size?
Sherry has a good idea.
Let me find it.
No.
don't spoil the surprise if you want to wait till the day of.
No, I don't really care.
I have a question since we each one of us have a plus one, would it be in bad taste if I bring a man as my date? No, seriously.
That would be a little weird since your wife is also going to be in the bridal party.
Can I bring a woman as my date?
Would that be
okay? Yes. Oh. No, Marie can bring a woman.
Hey, why did she bring a woman?
Because women are hotter.
Right.
Well, and you don't know what man I'm going to pick yet. What if it's a hot guy?
Well, I'm not saying that there's not hot guys. I'm just, I know what the people you know.
Guy?
Yeah, I have fucking hot friends, I think. I have pretty hot friends. Fucking don't even start. No, I wouldn't bring anybody from New York.
So look at the photo in the chat.
All right.
I want undie photos.
I want to get naked. Just this.
Okay, I get it.
Because I have a habit of taking my clothes off. So
For the listeners,
my groomsmen to take their clothes off as well.
For people listening to the podcast, Sherry posted a picture of basically a bunch of groomsmen and the groom standing there with their pants down, and they all are wearing boxer briefs that say groomsmen, and then hubby, and they're all different colors. So,
oh, this reminds me. So when we went to that wedding down in Iowa,
look at that ass.
Mitch, I just got a text from somebody who's listening to the show.
Uh-huh.
I want to make sure you know that bringing a plus one dude is hot enough as it on its own. So it doesn't matter if the dude's hot. If it's two guys, it's already sexy. So
okay.
It should be approved just because of that. And I want to take away Marie's plus one because I think that it's unfair she gets one just because she's pretty.
Can Marie have another plus one if it's going to be another girl?
Yes, fine, whatever.
Two plus ones.
Yeah, two plus ones?
She gets two plus. What do I get? No, Marie gets three plus ones.
No, she takes your plus one and then she gets two.
And then I stay home.
If I'm doing my math correctly.
I have a lot of hot girlfriends. What do you want?
Jesus Christ.
That would be hilarious if Marie and Royce are both in the wedding party. They're married, but you guys just stagger them differently so they're not walking down the aisle together when they go.
I don't walk down with Royce.
I don't want to walk down with her. I already said I'm going to bring a plus one. I'm not joking when I say this. I'm going to bring a man, and I will kiss that man somewhere around your wedding to make sure everybody there is cool.
Like somewhere, like at the wedding or somewhere around.
I'm going to upstage you. When they say you make this the bride, I'm going to hop up and I object because I have to kiss.
Okay, first of all, I'm starting to get in a little jelly because I thought I was your kissing buddy.
Okay, Dutch. Please. If I want you to do this now because it's going to be a video.
My plus one was going to be the man that I've kissed. I was already thought about it because we have a natural chemistry already. So I was just going to bring Joe up. But Dutch, here's what I'm thinking. Triple kiss.
Ooh.
At the DJ booth while you're playing the gay bar song. You think that'll go over well, right?
Yeah, sure.
Yes. So I'm going to bring Joe, and inevitably, yeah, Marie can bring Joyce, whatever, I don't care. But I'm going to bring Joe, and it's going to be hot. And guess what? Guess what? Mild hand stuff.
Well, I didn't agree to that part of it. I think I'm not cool with that.
Oh, you know what? All of a sudden, Dutch doesn't like playing gay chicken with me, and I'm really sick of that.
What?
You know what?
All of a sudden, I'm really sick of it. So either it's all of a sudden or it's been done 1,000 times before. Which one is it?
Okay, well, you know what? First off, I want to be clear that I have way more pictures of your genitals on my phone than you have pictures of my genitals on your phone. And that is a fucking scientific fact. Bill Nye can make a show about that fact because I have so many testicle pictures of Dutch. I think I have a folder just with them. I don't delete them, but why would you?
Yeah, we were going through a weird phase where we're just sending each other.
Yeah,
show me your genitals.
Pictures. Yeah, your genitals. What?
Yeah. So, Joyce in the other chat says her husband's very hot. So, Mitch, I'm sorry. It's been verified by science.
Show me your genitals. Your genitals.
What?
Show me your genitals.
Genitalia.
Whatever happened to him? Is he still doing stuff?
That's the guy who played half-retarded guy on the league.
But the league's over.
Right, but he's still a stand-up comic.
Ever since the dude lied about 9/11, remember that whole story?
Yeah.
That was... Can you recover from that? You think that's something you could recover from?
Yeah, I think he's fine. He's still a stand-up comic. Everybody goes to see him. I mean, but the thing is, he came out and very honestly said, I lied about this back in whenever, and I want to come clean because that's a piece of shit thing to do.
By the way, I realized something now. Make sure after you do isolation tank that you clean your ears out really well because you'll get fucking salt in there for a couple days. Like, I have like salt in my ears, like caked. Yeah, that's salt.
Don't taste it.
I tasted it. I'm just curious.
Don't taste
gross,
it.
Gross, dude.
Oh, really? like you don't eat your
I don't
ears.
I'll take things out of my ears and put them in my mouth, you fucking 4-year-old.
Talk to Mitch. Mitch, you're with me, right? You pick your nose and eat your boogers, right?
No.
No. I pick my nose. I don't eat it, though.
That's disgusting.
What do you do with a car booger? I'd like to know. When you pick your nose.
Flick it out the window.
That's
or wipe it on the floor.
Nah, I go with window. Window's easier.
Sometimes it gets stuck, so you have to wipe it on the.
I don't want
to
talk
about this. So much in my new so truck anymore, gross. But my old car.
I don't want to even talk about this anymore.
Speaking of, I was Ubering and I picked up this Indian guy. And he had his kid with him, a boy, maybe 7-8 years old. And I was driving him by around where my house is to Universal Studios, which is about a 40-minute drive because with some traffic. So I pick him up. I'm driving. They speak perfect English, but they get in the car. I'm fine. They're nice. But this kid, was touching every button in my car.
You know, was he sitting in the front seat?
Oh, they were both in the back seat, but all I hear in the back, like I'm driving and all I hear is. And then I feel my seat get kicked. And then the dome light goes on in the back and then goes off. And then he pulls these little mirrors down and puts them up. And the Audi has like these sunshades. He's yanking the sunshades. The dad is sitting there and I'm like kind of looking back in the rear view like, are you going to stop him? He starts unplugging my FM modulator, starts opening my ashtray, starts taking the seat, starts taking his hands into like all my shit. And I'm like, is this guy going to fucking say something?
Did you say anything?
No. Well, what am I going to fucking say? Like, what do you?
Hey,
you-
this is my car, not yours, buddy. You talk to the kid at that point, not to the dad.
I know, but at that point, I just want to fucking, I just want to just call the kid a cunt. Like, I don't have a medium, Dutch. You know that. It's either quiet or I'm going to fucking be mean, you know?
Well, you got to figure out that sarcastic medium where you kind of go just like, hey, you liking touching everything in my car right now? Because then the dad will pick up on your sarcasm and be like, "It, you know, Ashid, stop.
You know, that might have been his name. I know you were guessing, but that may have been right.
Did you guys see that whole thing that happened with Usain Bolt?
What thing?
The press conference where he had a very... here we go. There was a reporter from Norway who basically had a fanboy moment.
I'm from Norway, and I don't really have a question. I just want to say I really love you, man. And so I just...
This is at a press conference, by the way. Like, right after he did one of his races. So...
And so I just want to say, Usain Bolt, you're my favorite guy. I'm loving your moves and your feet and your style. I hope that you win. I hope that you got to go the ring. And I hope you get to go and not get followed by a Segway. Okay, thank you.
Stop, I'm embarrassed. I don't like that.
That's very cringe.
Oh, God, no. I did not like that. Oh, my skin is...
That's why I played it, because I'm watching you on the camera right now.
I can't.
Oh, you can't even. What song was that, by the way? I was trying to figure it out earlier today when I heard it.
I don't know, man, but that really made me.
And so I just want to say, Usain Bolt, you're my favorite guy. I'm loving your moves and your feet and your style. I hope that you win. I hope that you got to go the ring. And I hope you get to go and not get followed by a Segway. Okay, thank you.
That was good. That was really good.
Stupid.
No, we're going to get we'll dry you off.
Very dumb.
Stupid.
What that was, song was that?
He was just rapping and making reggae. I'm a reporter and I made your day.
Was it, but, is it, it, hold on. I don't want to say, I just want to pull it up.
Bolt is a winner and you know that he's my, well, I'm not going to finish it, but you know where it was going and it wasn't going a good place. That's why the rule of today is never do reggae if you're white. Unless you're, what's his face? The Informa? Song?
Reggae Shark.
He was great.
Oh,
you're talking about.
Oh, it's not that one. Shit.
I don't remember his name. Hold on, I'm going to have to Google it.
I'm going to rap to ya, Usain Bolt.
Snow. How did I forget that? His name is just Snow.
Everybody forgot him, Marie. It's not your fault.
Oh. Yay.
Nobody remembers Snow. What's your second favorite Snow song, guys?
Is this the song I'm thinking of?
Walking it.
Wait, no, this is a weird version of it.
I really hope Shaggy isn't one of those copyrights.
Here it is, okay. Is this it?
Fantastic. Oh yeah, Carlos says no.
Here, hold on. Let me pull it back.
I just want to say, you sing both. You're my favorite guy. I'm loving your moves and your feet and your style. I hope that you win.
I think I found it.
You got to go the ring. And I hope you get to go and not get followed by a Segway. Okay, thank you.
Oh, wait, there's more to this video.
And then they eat the poop.
Hold on, dude. I'm sorry. There's more to this video.
Okay,
so Usain Bolt, this is the clip I heard this morning. I didn't play anything past this. Okay, so Usain
I can't take this.
Okay, so Usain Bolt is the fastest man in the world. For people who don't know, like he shattered the world record in the 100 and the 200 last Olympics.
What an awesome name to have if you're the fastest man in the world.
Right?
I mean, you may as well
have the name Fasty McFast.
Exactly. It would be weird for a Jamaican Irishman, I guess, but still. Bolt, I mean, come on.
Okay, so midway through this whole press conference, while that guy's doing that awkward, excited rap, I don't know what that thing was.
Awkward.
Usain starts to pull out his phone. But here we go, hold on.
You got to go the ring, and I hope you get to go.
He's pulling his phone out.
Get followed by a segue. Okay, thank you.
Come on, 10 seconds of Snapchat.
Oh, he wants him to do it again so he can put it on Snapchat. So he's got his phone out, he's filming. Here we go.
I hope that you'll win. I hope it's your day. I hope you will go even though you got hit by a Segway. Okay, thank you. Obrigado.
I'm gonna no way.
I'm battle rapping you.
Us jugglers can take anybody, sir. Fuck you.
Does this bother you that much?
In the third degree, us wicked clowns will never go down. Not even in your town. We won't be sleeping.
And so I just want to say, you sing both. You're my favorite guy. I'm loving your moves and your feet and your style. I hope that you win. You got to go the way. And I hope you get to go and not get followed by a segue.
Hold yourself tight. Here I come and I help.
Okay, all right. Enough.
That was fun. I had fun. We're idiots. Maul says Juggalo Kid wins all the way. Thank you. Juggalo Kid's better rapper. By the way, real quick, I know we're not really big into the hip hop scene, but all the memes of this.
I'm really big into the hip hop scene.
Have been killing me. Apparently, Drake accidentally insulted Eminem. Or he insulted Eminem.
How what?
Dare you? What? He's our black white Jesus.
Every rapper and everybody's like, you're an idiot. What is wrong? How?
What did he do?
I don't know. I don't know the exact.
Well, why would you bring it up if you don't have the thing?
Because the memes are fucking hilarious.
Drake.
Put Drake Eminem.
There we go. Let's see what's finding out. Drake versus Eminem. What?
See if I can find
it. Here we go. Digital Spy explained. Let's see. How did the feud between Drake and Eminem start? Well, first off, let me make it clear on how the rumor started. It's not an actual feud, but it's a feud involved, of course, basically Drake and New Jersey rapper Joe Budden threw away a few jabs in the past few months. Budden did the unthinkable thing and criticized Drake's chart-topping album Views on a podcast. Wait, who?
Drake apparently said something. Apparently, what?
Okay, his buddy Joe Budden said something about it.
What's his? Wait, make Sherry say the name. What's the guy's name, Sherry?
Budden.
There it is. Thank you.
So Joe Budden isn't Eminem. So why has Slim Shady gotten involved? Okay, so Joe Budden is a member of the rap group Slaughterhouse. Come on, guys, think of something more creative than that. And is also signed to Eminem's record label. Saying that Slim has no shown signs of him getting stealth summer down. Said but this is a long article. Could somebody sum it up for me?
And by the way, Kanye West thinks that Drake would beat Eminem.
Oh yeah, look at it. Would obliterate.
First off, Eminem, everything, I mean, I've seen videos of people who don't like Eminem saying I would never fuck with Eminem. He is too good. He will destroy you.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody who has ever battled Eminem has lost. They have not won. And now the other articles, I'm sure
you're saying. Because he has no problem getting silly and hitting low. So.
Eminem's new album has been delayed, and people are saying now it's because he wants to put it. Yes. Oh, yes.
Oh, I love him. Oh, he's the greatest.
He is the best troll. Like, he's so good at fucking with
me. He was one of the trolls before trolls were a thing.
Yep. Like, he would just fuck with people. I mean, I love him.
Wait, Obama has picked a side? Hold on.
Yeah. The president?
Here, hold on.
The Drake vs. Eminem saga continues, and now President Obama may have taken sides. Hey guys, it's Allie, and I was getting pretty excited for some new diss tracks after Hot 97 DJ Ebro claimed Eminem was...
They're explaining what's happening. I know her, she sounds like from Five-O Goes West, but...
I don't want to have to.
Okay, well then just take your headphones off for like... It's only another 40 seconds.
But I do want to know the story. Is there a man that can explain it to me?
Working on something aimed at Drake. And that Drake was very ready to fire back. Ebro, of course, backtracked, and Drake has since been more pissed at Funk Flex, who he has tangled with in the past, and even called him out again.
Keeping New York music alive, I don't mean going and playing the songs like 4 weeks late and shit, trying to sound cool, late night, prime time on the radio, 7 or 9 o'clock, talking all that bullshit. I mean, shout out to the real DJs that know about the real music. Like that.
But forget all these side characters.
You know what,
we
Dutch?
Hearing the
Dutch. We got to get Johnny Five would explain this to us. And that's where
Yes. There you go. Why are we trying to find this?
We have a person.
We have a guy on the inside, for fuck's sake. Get Jay on the phone.
I'll send him a message.
So just call him. Blind call him right now.
Is he on, Marie? Is he on Skype?
That's a good question.
Let's see.
We'll hear from the horse's ass mouth itself.
Okay.
I haven't listened to his show in a while. Is he still killing it?
No, he's
on hiatus. He had to get some shit sorted out.
Yeah, okay. Working equipment and stuff.
He seems to be yellow.
Okay. I sent him also a Facebook message to see if I could get him.
He has to call in immediately.
Well, we can move on while we wait. I mean, go back to
him. I'm parking on this one.
All right. Well, that's the case then. I think
let's go back to Five-O.
Drake feels like, of course, M is coming for him since he's the king right now. And Drake also feels Eminem's time has come and gone. Oh, snap. Well, I know one person who doesn't agree with that. President Obama, who was caught backstage in this video at the DNC warming up for his speech B-Rabbit style. The POTUS might be Team Slim Shady.
Ew.
What?
Okay, I'm watching the video. It was literally a shot of Obama before he went out listening to the, you know, that inspirational Eminem song that, you know, but you, oh, there goes gravity. From fucking 8 Mile.
Good burp.
I know, I'm sorry. That's been building actually for the last like 5 minutes. And he was sitting there like bumping his head to Eminem. And then they're like, oh, he's obviously on Eminem's side because he's listening to one of his songs.
Are we old guys? Do we sound like old people talking about rap? I worry about that sometimes.
No, I'm hip with the kids, man.
I don't know if I sound hip anymore. I don't know. But
it's because you're not.
I like Eminem, though. I liked Eminem when I was a kid. Like
I did, too.
Good. I loved Eminem, specifically the green ones.
No, not the kids.
Isn't Drake that half black guy in Grey's Anatomy?
No, he was the wheelchair guy from that Disney show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And there's already a meme of him in the wheelchair. It says Drake after he battles Eminem.
That's the thing. Is that like, dude, he's all trying to be hard now, and it's like, dude, you were on a very successful Disney show.
And the thing is, like, Eminem really grew up in the fucking ghetto.
Right. Like, who the fuck are you?
Yeah, like the motherfucker had problems
in Detroit.
I know.
Like, what are you?
Basically, the sky.
You grew up in the burbs of fucking Vancouver, dude, which is one of the most beautiful cities in the world.
Yeah, and fucking Eminem is basically in, like I said, the Skynet future, walking on human skulls.
Exactly.
Trying to make it to school. But Detroit's doing good.
I can't wait to hear that because Eminem hasn't put out anything in a long time.
No, he came out with an album not too long ago. We had that Rap God song where it was ridiculously good.
Really? When was that?
I want to say 2-3 years ago. I don't know. The internet will probably tell us.
There we go.
That's what Mitch is typing.
I'm typing it.
Who's typing what?
I saw Mitch looking.
Love the way you lie. It came out in 2010, so 6 years ago, dude. That was the last, Rap God, you're right, sorry, 2013, so 3 years ago.
Thank you.
I apologize. Because the last thing I heard was a Love the Way You Lie song.
That, I mean, it's crazy, man. Like, how one
it is crazy life just and things in general.
You know, it's like you wake up every morning and you're like, yay,
oh my God, I'm here. It's crazy.
I actually don't feel like P. Diddy today.
No, I don't. Oh, there goes Dutch.
Yep.
Yes.
There it goes. Where he goes.
Oh, no.
Kesha was just wrong.
That's such a 2008 reference.
Is she wrong about that? Is she wrong about her rape allegations? That's all I'm saying.
Oh, my God. What a reference.
You know what? I, for one, believe anybody whose name is spelled with a dollar sign.
Oh, God. It's the lightning quick speed that you have sometimes that shocks me. Wow, you had to catch me off guard.
It's just the random neurons that connect one thing to another. Yep. That's all it is.
I'm not feeling like P. Diddy.
Not feeling like P. Diddy today. What's up with that? Kesha told me I would. Oh, I did a whole bunch of coke last night. I thought I was supposed to wake up and brush my teeth with Jack.
Oh, Lordy. Oh, Marie. You caught me really off guard with that one.
Can I read a typical text message that I get during the show?
What?
I was having a midnight caca boom boom on a school night. That was a text I received.
From who?
From my friends when they take shits and let me know. These are the kind of friendships I have.
How are you shocked?
No, I'm not shocked. I guess I cultivated this fucking awfulness.
Yes, you did.
It's my awfulness, and I love it.
Oh, we're up 26 medals.
What? What do we win now?
We got another gold and another bronze. I don't know what the event is here. Hold on.
I think the first event that we won was the shooting contest, right?
Oh, yeah. No, Phelps won another one.
Oh.
Yeah, the first was shooting.
And Phelps now has 23 golds. What the fuck?
And I'm assuming, yeah.
Are you serious?
I'm assuming he's old.
Fuck. I would play a live feed, but I know NBC would not just take our show down.
They would murder us. They would sue find us individually, yeah. Mm-hmm. And murder us.
They would go straight up Scientology style on us.
They would gray state us, that's for sure.
Yes.
I don't want that. That was mean, Mitch. Why did you say that?
Yeah, why would you say that?
This is third.
So far, Michael Phelps has won 3 gold medals this year, which is the men's 4x200 and the men's 200 meter butterfly, mm-hmm, and the 4x100 meter freestyle relay.
Do you think they're going to have synchronized hugs? Because I would love to see that.
Oh, so nice.
That sport.
Synchronized swimming?
I how is that a thing?
First off, it's not a sport. It's an activity. Let's not pretend it's...
Not even that, though, but like, who thought, like, hey, let's half drown and do it together?
Titanic?
Well, no. I'm talking about making an activity out of it. That wasn't an activity. That was a tragedy.
What's the difference at this point? I guess you're right. There's not the heart of the ocean. It's not at the bottom of the pool.
Royce, have you ever seen the Titanic Museum? It's really good.
Yeah.
I like it a lot.
What's next year's New Year's plan? Have we planned that yet? What will you do for
New Year's? We haven't. We need to plan something, though.
How about you guys come to Florida? It's awesome.
Can it be cheap? I'm saving up for a wedding.
That's why it's awesome. You guys could just stay at my house.
I think everybody should make a trip out to lovely mountains of Colorado.
Okay.
I think as a station.
Not a bad drive
the next
for me.
Live event, okay. We should might schedule in Colorado.
Actually,
that's true. It is real cheap to fly to Denver.
I would be happy to go to Colorado. Colorado is awesome.
Yeah, we saw Sherry's always looking at tickets that we can't afford to go flying to, but she found tickets to Denver for like $67.
$60.
I was like, Mitch, can I go? Can we go? I wish I could afford this right now. No, I love kayak.com/explore. It tells you the cheapest tickets possible, and there's always tickets for Colorado about $60.
I have one better for you. Kayak is very good because it's basically the Google of all those sites. You know, all the other. There's another one that's even better, and they're actually getting sued by United because of their loophole that they found for getting you cheaper prices. It's called Skip Lagged. SKIPLAGGED. Skip Lagged. And basically, it gives you like a pie graph. You say from here to where, and then it gives you a pie graph for like the not pie graph, like a what are they called? A heart monitor graph, for lack of a better term, of the cheapest days to fly out and the cheapest days to come back.
God damn, it's not bad. From Orlando, it's only $126 to Denver.
Well, dude, you can find, and if you're flexible with your dates and everything, it's the best app and or website. It gives you alerts that say, hey, by the way, if you were planning on flying to this place, it's now $20. Because they've figured out some sort of like a, what do they call that? Freedom of Information Act, where they get the prices and info the same time the actual, you know, people who are at the counters get them, and then they can just post that out there. Again, they're in the middle of like a lawsuit with United, and I think that's like the tagline.
Oh, you know what would be perfect for this is if we do what we did last year, something like that for New Year's, because we might be in Texas anyway for Christmas, and Texas to Colorado is not, it's right there.
Where are you guys going to be in Texas?
Well, I mean, Dallas, so not that far.
Dallas is a nice town.
Yeah, so, but my parents live. So, I mean, I don't know exactly what's happening yet, but we'll figure it out. It'd be fun. Let's go visit Dutch. Can we stay with you?
Of course. Yeah, we have a house, so yeah, definitely.
Can we sleep in your bed and you sleep on the couch?
No.
Oh, well then, what kind of host are you?
The best kind of host, because you're all sleeping in our California king-size bed.
Can I
sleep with dude?
We're all going to be snuggle buddies, yes. And we also have a guest bedroom, and we have a couch and everything. So
I'm Big Spoon.
Where does dude sleep?
Dude sleeps wherever dude wants. He's a weirdo.
I sleep where Murray sleeps.
Does dude snuggle?
No, he's not the snuggling type yet. Pepper definitely is. Pepper, I'll like half murder her just about every other night, because she'll just get like right up underneath the small of my back, and then I'll roll on top of her, and she'll be like, I'm like, Jesus. So
dude's probably not going to be a snuggler then, because Sterling never was when he was young, and he's not as an adult.
Yeah, he's not a snuggler. I mean, he likes to hang out when he's awake and likes to sit like next to you with his face on your lap. And
how many pounds is he now?
He's like 25 at this point.
Dang.
He's a little biggin'. He's an idiot. He does this thing because we have wood floors, and he doesn't understand his own momentum yet.
He can walk on them?
Well, no. His momentum, because he'll come running in because he's excited because he saw a squirrel and wants to tell us about it because he's a talker. And he'll come scream around the corner, and just, he doesn't understand corners either. So the wood floor, and he'll just shh. And every once in a while, we watch TV and we'll hear a, and we'll look over, and dude's just like, he like ran into the side of the kitchen table, and they come over and be like, dude, that hurt. Wow. I came in so fast. He has that kind of face of just like wonderment of at all times. Just like, did you know the floors are slippery? That's really, you should watch yourself. You could hurt yourself, because that hurt a lot. Hey. And then he'll just start. He has that dumb idiot look 24/7. Has no, like, when he hurts himself, he never yelps. He just kind of goes, guys, that's not good. Like,
so he's bad joke husky.
Yes, basically. he's a complete moron, but he's a complete sweetheart.
Yeah.
How's Yuki up to these days?
Yuki loves the fucking new house, man. It's crazy.
Yeah, I was just gonna ask you that. Like, is she adapting well?
Yeah, well, because
so well.
Our house before that was the one that had like had stairs, and not that we're ready for, but our original house around there had stairs, and she would always post up in the middle. That's what she does in this house too. Since it's two stories, she just posts up right in the middle of the stairs. That way, she has a good view of
everything. I'm watching everything, motherfuckers.
Yes,
but don't you get out of line, or you, because I'm watching.
Yeah. She's also in love with our bedroom closet,
because it's a walk-in closet and it's really dark in there. So she'll just love.
She likes to sleep in there.
She thinks it's your house. Like, that's her. Hey, this is my house. I live in the closet.
Yes.
Does she come out of the closet?
She does all the time.
Every morning.
I've actually heard that, like, with those, like, with snow dog breeds, yeah, give them, they need to have their own little special space.
Oh, yeah. Before that, she used to sleep underneath the guest bed because she could snuggle up in there, and she liked being alone and in a dark space.
Right.
But now she doesn't have to crawl her fat ass underneath the bed.
because she has a closet that she really likes. Uh-huh. But outside of the closet and the staircase, she also likes the backyard because it's fenced in, which we've never had before. So she can just kind of
free reign to run around.
Yeah, so she can just walk out, go to the bathroom, and then she's not much of what you would call an energetic dog. And so
how old is she now?
6. But okay. She's never been one to run or play. She's kind of like just the watchful type. So she does her business and she walks herself right back in like, thanks, I'm done. I'm going back inside now.
She kills birds. She killed 2 birds.
I see dude and like the part wolf in him will come out whenever any squirrel or any bird comes in the yard. Like, he usually has his dumb, like, you know, hey guys, kind of like face. And then whenever that kind of stuff happens, his ears go back and he just has this like intense look. Like, he's murdered so many insects in the backyard. Like, grasshoppers have no chance. He kills every ant he sees and spider. Like, you know what? He eats them immediately. He's a hunter at heart, I feel.
Yeah, that's what it is, man. Are these dogs, like, we have the Akita and you have a Husky. They're really close to wolves, man, in terms of how the breeding is.
100%.
And they hunt. That's what they do. Like, and you can't get mad at a fucking... You think dogs are bad? Cats are fucking bad.
Well, cats try to kill you, and you're 14 times the size of them. I used to have my... Dude, my old cat... well, not my old cat. My brother's old cat used to, like... It would sneak up on me while I'm sleeping and try and like bite my neck because he thought he could bleed me out and then eat me.
I mean, he only half worked.
Wow. But those animals are awful.
Hey, Dutch, I think it's time to wrap up, bro.
Oh,
right. Yeah.
Time flies when you're having fun.
Yeah.
Cheryl Lama.
I am better than you because I Frenched kissed Kelsey through Dutch.
Oh, right. Okay. sorry. Mitch Heil Jr. III.
I am better than you because I found a new level for Dutch's DJ-ness to be at our wedding.
Marie?
I'm better than you because not only was my breakage of last so good you guys requested, but then I also broke Joel today.
Yes. Royce?
I'm better than you because I'm going to open mouth passionately kiss a man at Mitch and Sherry's wedding.
And I'm better than you because I'm going to openly passionately kiss... How'd you order that again? I fucked that up. I'm going to kiss 3 men at the same time.
Ooh, and by the way, my speech is going to be baller.
That's another thing, by the way. You can't have... By the way,
for my speech, I need a fog machine.
I have that.
Laser lights.
I have that.
And I would like the final countdown to be playing.
I can do that as well.
Yeah, that's all I need. Thank you.
Okay. That's all you need for their wedding.
Oh, yeah. No, the speech is going to be wonderful, but I want to make sure that the scene is set correctly. Like, you know, I want to walk out like with fog and just, you know... And really,
exactly.
That the wedding's about me, and it'll be good.
I have like a 600 watt fog machine. This thing is fucking huge.
Ooh, hey bro, let's make a bong out of it.
Hippo Juice tomorrow, 7:00 Eastern, morelikeradio.com, and then check out all the other shows on More Like Radio.
Do it.
Yeah, we'll see you guys next week. Dutch and Royce.
Bye, everybody. Fantastic, touch me on my box, she says I'm Mr. Boom, boom. My sister, give me your loving, y'all your loving well, good. I want your loving, y'all be it like you should. I give me your loving, girl, your loving well, good.